Back home, XL bully dogs are to be banned under new regulations to be introduced later this year. It follows calls for tighter controls on such dogs in the wake of a number of attacks, including the death of Nicole Morey in County Limerick last month. Our North East correspondent Laura Hogan has been speaking with the Minister for Rural and Community Affairs, Heather Humphreys, who was announcing the measure.
So from the 1st of October, it's going to be illegal to either buy, to import or to sell XL bullies. And then from the 1st of February, it's necessary, if you already have an XL bully, you must have a certificate of exemption to have that dog in your ownership.
When we're talking about certificates of exemption, what criteria will people have to meet in order to obtain one of those, and where will they get them from?
Well, in order to get a certificate of exemption, you're going to have your dog neutered, you're going to have it microchipped, and it also has to be licensed. But of course, it's already the law that you should have your dog microchipped and licensed. So the additional requirement is to have your dog neutered. You'll then be able to get a certificate and you'll be able to hold on to that dog. If you don't do that, you're breaking the law. And just to say that from the 1st of October, you'll be able to apply for a certificate of exemption. We have set up an implementation group. They're working on the details and I'll be announcing them in the next number of weeks.
So people will know from then where they will be able to obtain these certificates if they need one.
Yes, they know exactly where they can apply and it'll all be well advertised and they have plenty of time now. They have to have the certificate of exemption by the 1st of February, because after the 1st of February it will be illegal to own an XL bully except you hold this certificate of exemption.
Why have you felt the need to bring in this ban at this particular stage? We know that we have had a number of tragedies. Did that play into your decision making?
Yeah, well, my priority is to keep people safe. As you know, there's been a number of really brutal attacks where one lady was killed as a result of an attack by an XL bully. In Northern Ireland and in the UK, these breeds of dogs have been banned. And I'm very concerned if we don't act now here, there'll be an increased number of XL bullies coming into this country, which could result in an increased number of attacks. I don't want that to happen. My responsibility is to help keep people safe. And at the end of the day, we all have dogs, we all love our dogs, but in my view, no dog's life is worth more than a human life.
And one of the key questions when any new measure is introduced is how is it going to be enforced and who is going to actually enforce it. So do you have the answers to those questions at this time?
Yes, well, I've been doing a lot of work on this. I have met with the local authority management. I have met with Minister Dara O'Brien. I've also met with Minister Alan Dillon. And we do need more dog work. Wardens. The responsibility is with the dog warden initially, but they also have to work with the Garda Síochána and a number of other people. So it's about everybody working together. And I know that some local authorities are already recruiting additional dog wardens. And from my conversation with everybody, there's going to be a big focus now on recruiting more dog wardens to ensure that these rules that we're bringing in today are enforced. And I want to see them enforced.
How many do we have at the moment and how many do we need?
Well, we're currently in the region of 70 dog wardens. Some local authorities have more than others, so it'll be up to each local authority to sit down and work out exactly how many more dog wardens they need. And I just want to say that it's important that people feel safe. We're out here in a park and it's a lovely open park, and it's important that people feel safe when they come into parks, come into open public spaces, that they keep their dogs under control. And that is the rule already. We have restrictions on certain dog breeds where you must keep them under control, and I would urge people to do that, because at the end of the day, this is the responsibility of the dog owners, and it's important that they realise it's their responsibility. It's their fault if their dog is not leashed on a leash. It's not the dog's fault. So again, we want to work with all the people involved, and I want to make sure that there are sufficient dog wardens to police these new rules.
And some of the rescue centres have expressed concerns that they will be caught in a very difficult place, where they're in a position where they can't take in these animals and yet they can't be rehomed. How do you respond to those concerns?
Yeah, well, I understand their concerns, and we're working with all the different stakeholders, and I need their help as well to make sure that we implement these new rules. But what I would say is that we're announcing a €2 million fund today. So that's going to help the rescue centres. It's going to help equip the dog wardens better. And we want to work with everybody concerned. Now, if a dog is taken in or there's a dog that has to be euthanised, that's going to take place. And there are dog pounds there, and we're going to invest further in them as well.
That's the Minister for Rural and Community Affairs, Heather Humphreys, with our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan, in Castleblayney in County Monaghan earlier today.